Welcome to this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade, our Youth Express Hour. And we're going to start with a couple voices by telephone. And let's see who we have here. I think it might be Anthony or it might be Nicholas. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Actually, it's their father. Are we caller number 19? Did we win the,
yes.
the concert ticket?
Yes, you're number 19. You've won the tickets, and awesome. You're are you on Route 19? Whereabouts are you?
Close to actually Route 219, which is right next to Holsoppel, which is the old stomping grounds of Frank Farina of the Farina Foundation. How did I do with connecting all those dots?
There you go. Did I hear you mention Holsoppel?
I did mention Holsoppel.
Okay, say that again, because I just caught that as I was adjusting their microphones. Tell me.
Sure, yeah. And we've got every audio disadvantage we could possibly have. we're on speakerphone. We're holding on to one bar as tightly as we can. We're next to a lake with decently high winds and kids at a playground, so best
okay.
wishes to all of us.
But are you near Holsoppel for real?
Yeah, we are. We're at the Cuyamahoming Dam.
Okay,
Yeah,
we know Holsoppel, absolutely. So that's great. You sound like you're next door. Now, music is a big part of your family's life, it sounds like. And how so?
Well, it's because it goes up the chain. My grandmother was actually a concert pianist and taught other children for decades. And she would spend time with me, of course. Learning from your own family member, you put up more resistance, so she had to work harder with me, and I went on to other lessons. I did a lot of music myself, piano, drums, a little bit of guitar, although I didn't pick that up well. My wife did flute in the band, so music has surrounded us a lot, and our boys really picked up on it.
And what do your sons play?
Well, is this a good time for me to transition to them?
Yeah, let's talk with them.
All right, let's start with Anthony. He'll tell you about his instrument.
Hey, Anthony.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
How old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm 13 and I go to the Pine Ridge Slim Middle School.
What grade are you going into?
I'm going into 8th grade.
And what instruments do you play?
I play guitar, lessons out of school. I play cello for our school orchestra, and I'm about to start lessons for the bass, double bass.
Wow, that's a lot of musical instruments. How did you start playing? Was it somebody in your family who taught you, or was it school?
Well, for guitar, I just liked listening to it. It was cool to hear. The cello, yeah, the school pretty much got me started for that. And as I went on with the cello, I wanted to start the bass because our school did not have any, like, right now. So, yeah.
And that's where I think the Farina Foundation may be able to come in and help, because we'll talk about the work they do shortly, but they sometimes are able to connect kids with instruments. Why do you think, if you were maybe talking to somebody 5 years younger than you who might be contemplating whether they want to learn an instrument, do you think it's worth doing so, and why?
Yeah, I think it is. I did start the guitar. I do still play it now, but if I were to like quit that and go to a different instrument, it already started me on the skills of how to do it. The guitar taught me a lot of how to play the cello. It's still strings. I think you should start any instrument and it will still increase your skills in music.
That's good to know. What else do you like to do?
I play baseball and pretty much just guitar. I love to play.
Great.
I also do taekwondo and I'm about to join an inline hockey team.
You are a busy guy, but you're able to make music a big part of your life, too, which is great. Have you thought about what you might like to do after you graduate from high school or college?
Yeah.
Might be a little early for that, but something you might want to do as a job someday?
I wanted to be like a pharmacist because my mom is too, but probably for a hobby, like maybe over the weekends or something, I would teach lessons, music. I always liked teaching, and for music is even better.
That's great. Well, thank you. And your brother's, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay. Your brother is there too. Let's meet him.
Hello, sir.
Hi. What's your name?
I'm Nicholas King.
Hey, Nicholas. It's nice to talk to you. Are you also a Pine Richland student?
Yes, I am.
And what year are you entering?
Eighth
grade. So, let's see. Your brother, are you both entering eighth grade?
Yes, sir.
Are you twins?
Yes.
I did not know that. I did the math very quickly. So you're both entering eighth grade. What do you play?
I am a percussionist. I mostly do snare in school, but I do a lot of trap set outside of school.
That's great. That was always my Achilles heel. I played percussion in school too, but I never played a trap set. And I mostly played timpani. And you're not, you're, do you have a marching band opportunity yet?
Yes, I do. It's, I believe, well, once you get in eighth grade, there's this, they kind of prep you for that following into the high school years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is an opportunity.
So will you go to band camp?
Yeah, definitely. It's a huge priority that I want to achieve, so it's a good opportunity to get practice in.
Well, you know, as do I, the drums matter for a marching band.
Yeah.
A lot. In fact, I was, this is how much of a band geek I can sometimes be. I was actually watching marching bands on YouTube the other night just because I was in the mood to do so and was really enjoying watching it. How did you learn to play the drums?
So I started the drums when I was about six, and I started just practicing just on a set in my house. And my dad also had prior knowledge on the drums because he played percussion throughout high school, and he kind of taught me through my younger years. And then as I became older, I went to Waddell's to take lessons, and they've really helped me come a long way.
That's a good story. Did you have to learn all your rudiments? Is that still the way it's taught? Your paradiddles and your flams and all those elements of drumming?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I remember some of the first lessons I took at Waddell's. I learned some paradiddles and flams throughout school, and I've definitely come a long way in regards to different rudiments like that. My dad just taught me the basic ones, but those lessons really helped me come a far way.
Do you think it's important to know how to play an instrument?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it not only helps with my instrumental skills, it helps with my social skills with other music players as well. It helps some with my math skills as bars can go, and it really helps you just develop not only as a music player but as a person as well.
And have you thought about what you might like to do after you're done with school?
You know, I was definitely thinking of going into the medical field in some sort as a surgeon. I've always loved science. I've always loved dissecting things. But in musical terms, I definitely love to teach others because I'm definitely more as a leader as it comes down to it. And I would love to help other children reach their height and their musical skills.
Well, this is great. You and your brother could have a little music teaching service on the side, and then you could prescribe the pills or write the prescriptions for the pills that your mom and your brother could fill. We'll get your dad into it somehow too, I'm sure.
But yeah.
Well, I want to thank you both. Now, you've probably been asked this a million times, but are you identical twins or fraternal?
We are fraternal twins.
Okay,
you couldn't get more fraternal. My wife and I could have had 1,000 kids, and these two are on the ends of the extremes that could have possibly produced.
Well, thank you, especially when you're traveling yourself today. Thank you for taking a moment to be with us. You must be really proud of your sons. They sound like great kids.
Yeah, they're coming along tremendously, and I don't think my wife and I can take all the credit. We just we got lucky with these guys. We're doing the best to shape them as we can, and we do want to thank the Farina Foundation as well for extending their lessons and allowing them to further sharpen their skills and provide great opportunities. They were on stage at Jurgles several times, performing for a live audience. So they're coming a long way, and we thank the Farina Foundation for that as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being with us, and enjoy your weekend. I hope you're able to have some fun.
You as well. Thanks for the invitation.
Take care. And nice to hear from that family, Eric and Nicholas and Anthony, on the road, so to speak. And it's a road trip you can make coming up on July 22nd. Concert in the Park is presented by the Farina Foundation at Pie Trainer Field in North Park. But let's talk about who this foundation is and what they do. Over the last few weeks, we've had, during our Youth Express segment, some musicians that have benefited from instruments that the foundation has helped them acquire so that they can learn on high-quality instruments. You just heard about some of the performance opportunities. You may be wondering who is this man named Farina, and two of his children are here. And I'd like you, if you could, just to introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your dad, if you could.
I'm Maria Farina Demore, and I'm here with my brother Frank, named after our father. And our sister and mother are also part of the Farina Foundation. But it's all about our father. And he was very fortunate in his life because he was a teacher and he had passion for teaching. And it fell into the musical realm. And he was just a passionate man who loved to teach music. And so we decided after he passed away, sadly, in 2012, that we would continue his legacy. And the best way we knew how to do that was to form a foundation to help students in the future. Frank?
So what we found was by putting on a charity event was a reasonable way to garner sponsors and donors for this worthwhile cause. And in doing so, we decided to, this past fall and early spring, to take some of the monies that we had garnered through the charity event last August and donate them to a number of the music centers in the North Pittsburgh area and to St. Teresa of Avila, which was our family's parish. So, in doing so, over the last several weeks, we've been able to, Saturday Light Brigade has been so generous to allow our scholarship winners at those different music stores to come in and play and tell their stories. So it's been an absolute pleasure and humbling experience. So we're very grateful.
So your dad, how old was your dad when he passed away?
He was 72.
So he was teaching probably for 35 plus years, band director.
Yes.
So he must have touched lots of lives. On your website, there's a man in front of a banner. That must be him,
yes.
Right? He looks like he's happy as can be in that picture. And it looks like, I'm guessing it might be a practice because the band members aren't in uniform. If it's the one I'm thinking of.
Our dad loved music and loved children so much that he would sometimes, instead of, you know how band directors in a parade would walk down alongside? Well, he'd pick up his trombone and walk, or his tuba and walk with them. He would do parades. He just loved it. And, you know, he died at 72, which was...
That's
Frank,
young.
It is. But you know what? I told my brother Frank that if he lived to be 99, it would have been too soon. He was just full of life and just a wonderful man. And he touched many, many lives. In fact, at his funeral, which was incredible, I thought it was going to be the worst experience of our lives. it turned out to be one of the most blessings that we could have had, because people came up to us from all over the place and told us stories of how our father touched their lives musically and in other ways. It was beautiful.
Well, it's a good man. Many years, because he was probably teaching when the two of you were born, I would imagine, right?
So. Yeah, that's correct. So, and he lived three lives in one. And when North Allegheny was a fledgling school, he was hired out of Millville in Canavan, and he worked for the diocese, and then eventually moved on to North Allegheny to create the musical powerhouse that it is today, renowned. And so after his passing, you know, with the amount of people that he lives he enriched. We felt it almost necessary to continue the legacy of outreach that he had done over the 30 some years of education. So yeah, that's how it started.
Yeah, and it's got to be, you know, we've talked a few times now. You've come down. I've lost both of my parents, and it's hard to process that loss. For anybody, and my parents certainly both touched a lot of lives, but your dad was a very public person in terms of just how many children and parents that he interacted with over the years. So that presents a unique challenge to you for how do you continue his legacy, because it's probably important to other people who loved your dad to see this legacy continue too in his name. And so by forming the foundation, you've come up with a great way to do it. Some of the work you do is, first of all, providing instruments, but also lessons, right? Are there some other key service areas?
Yes, our main way of allowing the sponsors and the donors to help us help the kids in the community is we provide music, materials, instruments, reconditioned instruments, scholarships, and lessons. So we do that through the different music stores: Waddell's, Johnston Baugh, Brighton. We've worked with Pittsburgh Youth Concert Orchestra, so we're a fledgling foundation. We're just starting to get our feet on the ground here, and the support has been overwhelming. So it's a wonderful cause. There's no one in Pittsburgh's doing it. So, and the arts are the first thing to get cut out of education systems. So if we can help those kids in the community get a leg up, get some help, and bring to them some means to continue their aspirations and pursue their musical dreams. You know, that's what it's all about. You know.
Well, and one aspect of arts education that some folks don't think about too much, we talk a lot about how mastering music can't help with neural pathways and what it does in terms of helping you learn other things. But also having something you love, like music, in place often is an incentive to simply go to school and learn. It becomes a reason for some students to make sure they attend and to make sure they do well in all of their subjects. Not everybody finds music to serve that purpose, but it's totally fine to be very direct about it for some students, just like playing football or another sport helps them feel part of something bigger than themselves and part of, you know, a sense of belonging. Music does that too, and that sense of belonging is critical to success in anything, especially in school, though.
Plus, I feel that I now perform with the Pine Creek Community Band. I picked up my clarinet after 20-some years of after college. And I find that the performance aspect, the coming together and rehearsing, being part of a group, performing, giving music as your gift to other people is so enriching. And you might forget that or not think of that when you're a child. But when you look back and you see your high school years and the different things that you've done through music and were able to do, it just brings you a sense of joy. And that emanates without you even trying into the world. And it's a beautiful thing, a beautiful gift.
Tomorrow, I know you've got you wanted to say something
no,
else, though. Not tomorrow, but coming up on July 22nd, which is a couple weeks from tomorrow, from noon until 8 o'clock, concert in the park at Pye Trainer Field in North Park, in Allegheny County Park. Music and food trucks and the Allegheny Brass Band will be there, the Pittsburgh Philharmonic, Brass Roots, and others. And it sounds like a great afternoon of music you have planned.
Absolutely. We found that during our last charity event that it should be more child performance driven. So our event we have annually at Jurgles will be that. That's September 23rd. But we didn't want to lose our performance groups from last year. So it was posed that we do a concert in the park. Other parks do it. North Park doesn't. So this is a first of its kind for some music in the park. And it's going to be a fabulous day. It starts at 1 o'clock, the music does. And the performance groups are, as you said, Allegheny Brass Band, Pittsburgh Philharmonic, Brass Roots. The Jazz Conspiracy is going to be closing the evening. It's going to be an upbeat swing big band for the evening. And to open the day is Jessica Lee, Mark Strickland, and two-time Grammy Award winner Eric DeFade. And you don't want to miss that. That's going to be special. What a great opener. And on Pye Trainer Field itself will be Coach Dave Gray and CDG Sports, and they're going to be having kids and adult activities throughout the day. That's going to be fantastic. And of course, there's going to be the food trucks and the different vendors there. There'll be plenty of parking. It's right by the swimming pool, and it'll be a nice shady area. The Allegheny Showmobile will be there for the performing groups to be on, and it's going to be a wonderful with raffles and a day of fantastic music and charity.
Well, I hope you'll consider going and you can support the good work that continues to be done to help support kids in music. You can learn more at farinafoundation.org. Thanks to you both for being here. Anything else you'd like to add that we may have missed?
Yeah, I'd like to thank all the sponsors and donors, and mostly thank you to the kids. I mean, it's all about the kids. They're the ones that we're trying to help one note at a time. So it's been a real pleasure and a humbling experience just to be a part of this and to see what we can do for the kids in the community and how they give back. So it's been just a wonderful experience. Please check us out on Facebook, the Farina Foundation, and farinafoundation.org. And we're also on Twitter, I think. And
I don't know.
it looks like you are based on this flyer. You're on Twitter and Instagram, but it looks like you are. So.
Yeah. Come out and support the day.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you both for being
thank
here.
Thank you very much.
And you can learn more at farinafoundation.org.